Okay, so we're holding today on Daf Lamed Chetz, and we're holding at the Halakha Mishnah on Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beit. So the next thing that we had in our opening Mishnah was that Birkat Kohanim is Nemeret B'Lashon HaKodesh, and we're continuing basically on all of these Mishnayos are essentially one long Mishnah, and we've split each one into one halacha. So we were talking about the Har Grizim and Har Eval, and we're talking about the Birkat Kohanim. So by Har Grizim and Har Eval, we included it in the Pirush, in the opening Mishnah. We said Ketzad. Went through the entire procedure. Here we come to Birkat Kohanim. We also ask Ketzad, what's the procedure? So it's like this. It actually depends where you are. If you're Bamedina, so if you're in the Beit HaMikdash, outside of the Beit HaMikdash, so then you say Shalosh Brachot, and each bracha ends with Amen. So as we do, but in the Beit HaMikdash, remember you never said Amen in the Beit HaMikdash. In the Beit HaMikdash, you have to say Baruch Hashem in Ha'olam, Ad Ha'olam, and so on and so forth. And there, it's all one long bracha. There's no hefsik, Yivarecha Hashem, Yishmarecha, Yair Hashem, and so on. So we say it kibracha achat. Furthermore, a difference between the Mikdash and the Medina is that in the Beit HaMikdash, the Kohen says the shame of the Birkat Kohanim according to the way it's written. Kichtavo. So he says the shame HaMifurash. Mashen came outside of the Beit HaMikdash. He says the shame B'kinuyo. He pronounces it Ado. Furthermore, b'medina akohanim nosim et yedeihem keneged kitfehem. If you're outside of the Beit HaMikdash, so then the kohanim lift up their hands to shoulder height. But in the Beit HaMikdash, where they say the Shema Mefurash, and the Shechina Ishera, so then the Shechina Ishera there on their hands, so then they lift their hands agabei roshehem, because it's not proper that their head should be higher than the Shraz Hashkina. The only time when this wasn't the case is if the Mevorech was the Kohen Gadol. So if the Mevorech is the Kohen Gadol, since he's wearing the tzitz, and the tzitz has the shame before is written on it, so because of that, the Kohen Gadol is not Magbia Yadav Lamala Menat Tzitz. And the reason that we, as we'll see, that all Kohanim our Bedavka Nosei Yedeyem, which is one of the ways we refer to Birchas Kohanim, is the Siyut Kapayim. Where do we get that from? Because of the Mice in the Miluim, where it says, Vayisa Aaron et Yadav ala Am Vayavarachev. So Aaron lifted up his hands. We're going to see that we learn all Birkot Kohanim from there, even though that's a very special case, because it was the Yom that was not al Esra Tarot, and it was the first time, and it was the Kohen Gadol, and it was Rosh Chodesh, and it was the Chinuch HaMishkan, and it was in the middle of Avedas HaTzibur, as the Gemara will point out. But we have a limud that allows us to learn from there. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabban, there are many things that we learn out from the Lashon of Ko Tevarchu. What's that introduction? Ko Tevarchu, this particularly, is the way to be Mevarech. So our Mishnah in the opening pointed out that one of the things is that it's Ko in the same language as it's written, which in the end is the way Rabbi Yehuda actually learns it, from the word Ko. But first the Braita says Ko Tevarchu means B'lashon HaKodesh. Says the Braita, who says? Atah omer B'lashon HaKodesh. Maybe it means Ko Tevarchu with these concepts. Maybe it's B'chol Lashon. Ah, because Ne'emar kan Ko Tevarchu, Lashon of Bracha. And Ne'emar Lahalan by Har Grizim and Har Eval, which has turned out to serve as a model for the things that are Ne'emar only B'lashon HaKodesh. It also says over there, Ele Yamdu Livarech, and over there we learned out earlier that it has to be Dafke B'Lashon HaKodesh. Afkan Birkat Kohanim has to be Dafka B'Lashon HaKodesh. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, you don't need any limud, because the Lashon of Ko itself means exactly like this. Achi Omru B'Lashon HaZeh. Once I just want to close the window, because it's crazy noise, huh? The winds. Whew. I forgot, I'm sorry. Okay, that should be better. We missed the Fangtan, but what can you do? Zakel Commissioner, I took your place, but very poorly. So that's one thing that we learn out from Ko. Tanya Yidach, another brayta says, we learn more things from Ko Tevorchu. Ko Tevorchu means that it has to be done by Amida. How do we learn from there? So the idea over here is them. I can't go to Varchuven Amalalan again. By Hargrizim and Harival, it also says a lotion of Brocha Eloyam Dulavarev. So just like Hargrizim and Harival is Ba'amida, Afkan Ba'amida, Rabbi Natan Omer, again, Eno Tzarich. Why? Because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mavdil, Shevet Levi. So it says over there, Beferish, Be'eta hu ivdil Hashem et Shevet Alevi la'amod lifnei Hashem l'shoreto u'levarech b'shmo. So then that means that the Sheirut is compared to the Levarech. So B'sharet for sure has to be Dafke Ba'amida, as we learn that from a Pasuk. So just like a Kohen who is being B'sharet is Ba'amida, so too a Kohen who is Mivarech is Ba'amida. And how do we know Misharet is Dafke Ba'amida? Tekhtiv la'amod l'sharet. So without Amida, the Sheirus is possible. Another limud. Tanya Yidach. Ko Tevorchu, Birchas Kohanim has to be said, lifting up your hands. B'nisiyut kapayim. Atah omer b'nisiyut kapayim, maybe it means you stand there like you're in a choir, you know. Oheinu elo shalo b'nisiyut kapayim. Because ne'emar kam by Birchat Kohanim Ko Tevorchu, v'ne'emar lahalan by the miluim, Vayisa Aaron et yadav al ha'am vayavarachem. Ma lahalan b'nisiyut kapayim. Afkam b'nisiyut kapayim. Tekashe leil Rabbi Yonatan. Ima lahalan Kohen Gadol, Rosh Chodesh, Avodas Tzibur. If you're going to tell me that we're going to be semech on this Gezeirah Shavah, so you have to learn out everything the way the Gezeirah Shavah is. So if you're going to say that the din of Tevorachu is a halacha learned from Aaron, so then we should have to say it's Dafke B'Kohen Gadol. See, Mal Alan is the Kohen Gadol. It should be Dafke on Rosh Chodesh. It should be Dafke when he's in the middle of doing the Avodas HaTzibur, which is what Aaron was in the middle of doing. It says afterwards he came down to complete the Avodah. So too, the only time there should be a Siut Kapayim is where you have a Kohen Gadol, and it's Rosh Chodesh, and he's in the middle of the Avodah. So that doesn't make sense. Obviously, we're not really learning that Gezeirah Shavah. Therefore, Mikoyach this, Rabbi Natan Omer, forget about the Gezeirah Shavah. Eino Tzarich, we learn it out from a Hekesh. Because it says over there, the Kibo B'char Hashem Elokecha Mikosh V'techa La'amod L'sharet, Hu uvanav kol hayamim. And over there it's referring to Aaron HaKohen, Kohen Gadol. So that means hu uvanav, it's makish banav lo. So the Kohanim, who are Kohanim, who obviously are Kohanim Gadolim, all of his bonim, are, some of them are Hedyotes. And it's makish them to the Kohen Gadol. Just like we saw the Kohen Gadol is b'nisiyut kapayim, av banav b'nisiyut kapayim. And it says over here, Kol Hayamim. Kol Hayamim means it doesn't have to be Rosh Chodesh. It could be any day of the week. And therefore, it's also not a time when I have Avodas Tzibur. Maybe I don't have Avodas Tzibur. And nonetheless, it says that you should go ahead and compare the children to him. So you'll say, okay, but that is the pasuk that tells me only about aveda, la'amod l'sharet, but it doesn't say about bracha. But we already saw before that we have a hekesh of aveda, of bracha, to sherut. So we learned from there in the opposite direction. L'sharto l'varech b'shmo, just today. Memela, whatever the din is, that the pasuk is marba for sherut, which is obviously not only Rosh Chodesh, not only a Kohen Gadol, and so on. So too, it's marba for bracha. Another thing that the Braita points out is Kol Tavarchu Tanya Yidach. Kol Tavarchu et Bnei Yisrael means using the Shem HaMeforash. Ata Omer B'Shem HaMeforash. Maybe it means you should use a kinui of Adoshem, you know. Talmud Lomar V'Samu et Shemi. Samu et Shemi is my private name. Shmi HaMiyuchad Li. If that's the case, you might think Yochol Af Bigvulim, okay? So maybe even outside of the Beit HaMikdash, the Kohanim should always use the Shem HaMeforash. Ah, this is a beautiful drasha. Nemar Kan by Birkat Kohanim, it says V'samu et Shemi. What is the meaning of V'samu et Shemi? To put my name. So we find such a lashon in one place only. The Mokam Asher Yivchar Hashem Lasum Shmo Sham. So there's a concept of placing the shame in the Beis HaMikdash. If that's the case, just like Lasum Et Shmo Sham is a Lashon of Simat Hashem, so too is Visamu Et Shemi in the sense of the Shem HaMeforash, Dafke in the place of Lasum Et Shemi. Beautiful. So that's Dafke in the Beit HaBechira. So Mala Alan beBeit Abchira, Afkan beBeit Abchira. Rabbi Yoshia Omer, no tzarich. Once again, you do not need to have a gezerah shava. What would be the makor? Arei Omer bechol haMakom asher askir et shmi, avoy elecha verachticha. Now that pasuk makes no sense at all. What is that supposed to mean? Bechol makom sakadaitach. What do you mean? Every place that your maskir. Every place that you want to be masker, the Shem HaMeforash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to come and be mevarachecha. I mean, we learned out the Farish from a pasuk, Zeh Shmi La'olam v'zeh Zichri, that you have to read the Shem differently. And it depends where you are. You have to be ma'alem the Shem, unless you're in a particular place where there's the Ashras HaShchina. So it can't possibly mean, say the name of Hashem, wherever, in whatever miklat you're davening, you know. Or say the Shem Hashem on the fifth floor of the World Trade Center and the HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Mashra Shechina. Ella, what does it mean? It's Dafka, the Pasuk is twisted around. Mikratzem Misorasu. What it means really is, V'choma koma shravo elecho virachticha. The places where the Shechina is Shere, that's where Shom Askir Hashemi. So the Ve'echan Avoyelach Averachticha BeBeit HaBechira. So the two are interrelated. Therefore, the Shom Askir Hashemi is Dafke BeBeit HaBechira. Tosis brings that maybe that's good for why after the death of Shimon HaTzadik, the Kohanim stopping Mevorach Berchas Kohanim B'Shem. Because it says that after that time they weren't zochet to all of those giluyim of the Shechina. So because of this pasuk that links the askaras Hashem to a mokum where the Shechina is shayra, if there's no evidence of ashras Hashechina, then you can't be masked the Shem, even if it is the Beis HaMikdash. So after Shimon HaTzadik, it wasn't nogeya. Tanya Idach. Yet another limud from Kol Tavarchu. Kol Tavarchu et Bnei Yisrael, Ein li ela Bnei Yisrael. How do you know? Geirim, Nashim, Avadim, Meshucharim, who are not called Bnei, who are not called Yisrael. How do you know? Talmud Lomar, Emor Lahem, that's the additional words, are marba everybody, Lekulot. Tanya Yidach, another limud. Kol Tavarchu means ponim keneged ponim. The Kohanim are facing the Am. Ataomer panim keneged panim, maybe even panim keneged oreth. Maybe that Tzibur doesn't even have to turn around. Talmud lomar emor lahem, meaning the way in which you would have a conversation. Speak to them. You don't speak to people and then aren't facing you. Emor lahem kadam omer lechavero. I want to tell you something. Obviously, I face you. Tanya yidach, yet another limud. Ko tevarachu means bekol ram. You have to say it loud. How do you know? Atah omer bekol ram o eino ela belakash. Talmud lomar emor lahem. You can't whisper to somebody. You're speaking to somebody, has to be able to hear you. And there too, the emor lahem teaches us, ki adam sheomer lechavero. Omer Abaye, we have a Kabbalah Naktinan, that the Shliach Tzibur is Kore Kohanim only if there are two Kohanim, Lishnai. But if there's one Kohen, he does not call him up as a Kohen. Shenemar Mor Lahem, you're supposed to tell them, and that's Lashon Rabim, so the Mor Lahem works in both directions. So tell the Kohanim, and then there'll be Mavarech. And also the Kohanim should say to the Tzibur, the Omer of Chista, I have another limud, Naktinan, that the Kohen, he was a Shliach Tzibur, only a Kohen who's a Shliach Tzibur could say Kohanim. But a Yisrael who's a Shliach Tzibur can't say Kohanim. Ve'en Yisrael kore Kohanim, Shenemar, Emor lahem, and we see that this emor lahem is a complex, works in both directions. So that means mishelahem, from the Kohanim to hey, this calling. So it's got to come from a Kohen. But we don't paskin like that. Because hilchot hakavati te'abaye, we paskin like Abaye, that only if there's a minimum of two Kohanim does the Shliach Tzibur say the Kohanim. And if there's a Yisrael, that's fine. Yisrael also says Kohanim. Omer of Yeshua ben Levi, Minayin Shakadosh Baruch Hu mitavele birkat Kohanim. How do we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is involved as if he desires to be part of Birkas Kohanim? Because it says, Vishsamu et Shemi al b'nei Yisrael v'nei avorachem. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is asking that his name should be involved and he should be placed into this bracha. V'omer of Yeshua ben Levi, ko kohen shemevarech, v'kohen says birchas kohanim, he is mitbarech through giving a bracha. But if he is not mevarech, then he's not zoicha to any brachas. Shelema v'avorecha mevarechecha, a kohen who doesn't want to be mevarech is not zoicha to a bracha. V'yom Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, ko kohen she'eino ole l'duchan, if a kohen is called to be oyla, and he doesn't go up, he is over on three mitzvot asei. Over b'shlosha asei, ko tevarchu, emor lahem, v'samo et shemi. Rav says, look, there's got to be a reason that this guy didn't go up. V'chosh shen shema ben gerusha ben chalutzu. Maybe the reason he didn't go up is because he knows that he's puzzled. Because of that, we shouldn't allow him to go up in the future. So we better not tell him to go up even. It must be that he knows that he's puzzled. Ask the Gemara. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi over here means that he's arguing on Rav. In other words, all he says is he should go up, but he's over at Shlosha Asei, and that's it. It's not that he's apostle. No, says the Gemara. It's not that Rav is arguing, and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is arguing with Rav. Lo plige. Where do we know when Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, the only problem is he's over Basei, doesn't become apostle? That's where he's selling the prakim. And the coin says, listen, I only go up to the Dukhan on Yantav, Or I only go up to the Dukhan on Shabbos. Fine, okay, so obviously he's not possible because he's not going up to the Dukhan. But on the other hand, he's over every time that he's called up to go and he doesn't go. He's over on this mitzvot asei, like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says. V'yom Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, ko kohen she'ino ole ba'avodah, Shuvenu Olam. If you cannot get up there before the Shliach Tzibur finishes the Avoda, which is the Ritzei, till Amachazir Shkinato, he can't go up to the Dukhan anymore. Why? Because the Mokar that we learned out from Aaron, it says, Vayisa Aaron et Yadav Elam Vayavorachem Vayered Me'asot HaChatat Vo'olav HaShlamim. So you see that he was still in the middle of the Chatas Erlad Shlamim, and only afterwards he completes everything and comes down. In which case, if the Bracha in the Makor is Bavayda, from Aaron, Malal, and Bavana, Afkan, every Kohen who is being Bavarach, but Tzibur, is worthy Tzibur, the Shliach Tzibur, is being Isaac in the Aveda, meaning in the Tefillah of Aveda, which is the Ritzei. Ask the Gemara, is that true? I mean, we see that Rabami and Rabasi, they go up to the Dukhan only when it's almost time to say the Bracha. And that's way after the closing of Ritzei. That's already after Hodah. So how do you explain that? Yes, it's true. But the point isn't that you have to get up to the Dukhan. The point is that you have to go and start being involved in the Brichas Kodim. So Rabami and Rabasi Mikora, during Ritzei, they were having Akrikar Ayo, they started to go towards their Dukhan, even though they were far away. And they only actually walked up to the Dukhan Mamtilo Avimatu Atam until it was the actual time for after the Birchas Aveda and for the Birchas Kayan, Kiratani Rabbi Oshaya. We see the same thing in a Braita, basically. Because this halakh of Loshanu, that he's not allowed to go up if he didn't go up in Ritzei, that's only Kishalo Akar Draglav. This is Dafka, if he didn't start moving to indicate that he's on his way. Avalakarat Aglav, and then he's Eila. And basically, you could see this, Tzna Nami, by the Halacha and the Mishnah, of what happens if the Kohen himself is the Shliach Tzibur. So by the Shliach Tzibur, you have a problem, which, remember, in those days, they didn't have Sidurim that were written. The Shliach Tzibur had to be misadar tefillah on his head. It was very possible that if he's a Kohen, he's going to break in the middle of his Shmoneh Esrei, that then he'll turn around to go back to being the Shliach Tzibur, and he's not going to be able to remember what he's supposed to say next, and he'll be mitbalbel. So it says in the Mishnah that in a case where the person who is davening is a big vaki, and he maftachato should not say it kapav chozelat vilato, he knows that he's somebody who can easily do birkas kohanim, turn around, continue with the tefillah, never get mixed up. So such a kohen can go be eila l'duchan and say birkas kohanim and then continue Risha. So now, what does this have to do with what we're saying? I'll tell you, because we asked on that Mishnah. How is he allowed to go and be Mavarech if he didn't go up to the Dukhan during Ritzei? Because since he's the Shliach Tzibur, so he's still davening. So if he's still davening, so then how in the world can he suddenly now go? Forget about the problem of being Mitbalbel. You have the other problem, that Kol Kohen that wasn't Eila during the Aveda, Shuvenu Eila, so how can it be Eila now? And we answered on that Mishnah that the only way to understand it is Dafka if he was not Purta. He must have moved a little bit towards the Dukhan at the time that he was saying Ritzei. So you see clearly that that's the only way to, what other way can you understand the Mishnah? So obviously Rabbani and Rabbasi basically have what to be Seimich on the Mishnah Gufa, that they're not going to be different than a Kohen who is davening, so they can start moving towards the Dukhan. You indicate the Dukhan, and then you can actually go up to the Dukhan after your Akar Purta. So Achanami, same thing is true over here, we're talking about Akar Purta. Furthermore, once we're on the topic of Bracha, Amar Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, a kosher bracha for Birkat HaMazon, you don't give to just anybody. Ein notnim kosher bracha levarech ela letov ayin. Somebody who shares, he does gemilas chasadim, he's not interested in other people's money. He's happy, other people are rich, whatever he has. And he'll share whatever he has. Where do you see it? Shenemar tov ayin, hu yivorach. Kinatan milach mola dal. Don't read that hu yivorach, al tikri yivorach, ela yivorech. Why? Because it makes no sense to say hu yivorach. Say tov ayin yivorach. Tov ayin, hu yivorach. So it must be saying something additional. Tov ayin, who? He's the guy that should also be the one who's mevarech. The Omer of Yeshua ben Levi, minayin shafil ofot or makir mitzorei ayin. Amazing pasuk. Somebody wants to catch birds, you know, or he likes to have his birds coming and visiting his yard, you know. So lots of these hoity-toity people, part of the hoity-toity is to take care of all the birds, you know, sprinkle the birds, let them come to their pretty houses. It's a waste of time, because even a bird brain would never take any food from a jerk like that anyway. So if you put out your breadcrumbs or your bird seed, they ain't going to eat. And therefore, minayin afilo afod makrim b'tzari ayin shenema, ki chinam mizore haresha. The guy's wasting his time putting out the bird seed on the trap to try to get birds. Bene ko baal knaf. Any reasonable wing carrier is not going to go for it anyway. So you see that the birds wouldn't eat. Yes, Rabbi Barnea, Shalom Aleichem, I see you want to give me an opportunity to say Shalom Aleichem from Paris, who managed to escape the Arabs in America to come to Paris. How are you? That's why it's called Hartz, in terms of the Yiddish, Hartzik. That's why it's spelled T-Z. The Omer of Yeshua ben Levi, Kol ha-ne'ne mitzorei ayin. Somebody who accepts some food from a person who's a tzar ayin is over on an Isra lav. Because it says, al tilcham et lechem ra'ayin. Do not eat from a ra'ayin. Why? Because kikemo sha'ar b'nafsho kenuhu. You know what you're doing? You're pouring in poison into his soul. Every piece you eat, it's killing him. It's, oh my God, darn, I was going to have that steak for myself. Oh, I can't believe I shared that wine. Ah. Because this is what this guy is like, kenuhu, you know. Echol shetei yomar lecha, yes, eat and drink, please. But libo balimcha, his heart ain't with you, you're killing him. Rav Nachum bar Yitzchak says, not only one lav, it says, al tilcham et lechem ra'ayin va'al tit'av lematamotav. Don't desire his tasty dainties. You don't want to eat any of that stuff, it's poison. V'yom Rav Yehoshua ben Levi, ein egla rufa ba'a, ela b'shvil tzari ha'ayin. You know why we have to bring an egla rufa? Only because you get these kind of selfish people. How do I know? Because when the Besdin comes down, what do they say on the Egla Rufa? Vanu Vamru. So the Zikne Ayir and the Besdin, they say, Yadenu lo shafku et adam hazeh. That's crazy. How could anybody think that the Zikneim were shofech dam? V'chi alibeno alta that Zikne Besdin are shofchei damim. Ella, what do they mean? They mean that Lobaz, this guy, was not Bali Adenu Pratanu. We didn't let this guy go without taking care of him. Velori knew we didn't see him, vihinachnu, and leave him. Meaning, Chalo Bali Adenu Pratanu means below Mizonot. So if this guy had been seen by someone who would have realized that the guy's going to be traveling and he doesn't have anything to eat, so what's going to happen to this poor guy? He's going to be starving. and he's going to try to pilfer some food or steal openly some food from someone on the road, he's going to get himself shot. So, therefore, we need to bring this kapara, because indeed there might have been someone who's a tsar ayin who would have done exactly that. And therefore, you see that it's brought in order to be mechaper on people that could have taken care of him and didn't. And the next part, lo rinu v'inachnu, means below levaya, we didn't let him walk without being malave him. Omar Adam Rabbi Smaloi, in a Beit Knesset, where you have no one but Kohanim, every last Kohen goes up to the Duchan. What? Who are they being Mavarech? What do you mean? They're talking to the wall. How does that make any sense? Lamim Mavarechim. Omar Abizer, what's the problem? Well, you think that Birchas Kohanim is only to people in the Beit HaKnesset. Birchas Kohanim is on B'nai Yisrael. The Samar Shmiah B'nai Yisrael. But it's Dafka, this particular group of people. They're being Mavarech Lachayim Sibishtadot, whatever. People out in the field, people in their shops. They don't need the brachas. I thought, says the Gemara, that people who don't come in to get the bracha aren't included. Eini, Vatani, Abba, Beredu, Rebin Yomim, Barchia, Am, She'achorea, Kohanim. If you have people that are standing in the Beit HaKnesset and they don't bother wiggling their toesies to come up in front of the Kohen to get a bracha, they don't get a bracha. They're not included. In Ambichlal brachas, I mean, Kol Shekein, if they're all the way out in the field and so on, for sure they're not included. No, that's not because they're behind them and they're not in front of them. The point over there is they are too lazy to come. They're not makshiv the bracha. So people out in the field, they're on nisi. What are they supposed to do? You know, they're 2 miles away where they're supposed to come into town and lose their parnosa and so on. They would love to be there, but they can't be there right now. So they're on nisi. But the guys that are standing, they're on the Mizrachvant, and they're too choshev to be able to walk in front of the Kohanim, so they stand behind the Kohanim. They don't get a bracha, but Enochinami, the people in the Sodah do get a bracha. Ask the Gemara, but wait a minute over here, does Ravada make sense? I thought of Tani Rabshimi, who came from the famous castle in Shichuri. It's all in Barnea's neighborhood, you know, it'll tell you exactly how to get to the Birata of Shichuri. That a Beit HaKnesset Shekula Kohanim Miktzatam Olim Umiktzatam Onim Amen, that you have to leave some people that they face in order to say an Amen after the Kohanim say their bracha. But Ravada said they should all go up to the Duchan. I apparently made a mistake. No, says the Gemara. Look, Kash. The point over here is that if you have in a case where you have 10 people that would still be left to say Amen, then that Amen is chashuv, that the B'nai Yisrael as a tzibur should say Amen. And then you have still more Kohanim that can be Eila L'duchan. Okay, then it's kedai to have a tzibur to say Amen. But Rav Ada's case is where you have 10 people total in the Beit HaKnesset. So anyway, if any of the, and they're all Kohanim, so if any of the Kohanim go up, you're not going to have a minion of B'nai Yisrael anyway that could say Amen. I mean, have one person say Amen, it's not going to be very chashuv. And if you have all 10 saying Amen, nobody's going to be saying the bracha to say Amen too. So in that kind of case, if lo yishtayer be'asara, then we're not makshiv the Amen as much as we're makshiv the bracha of the Birchas Kohanim for the Achayim Shebisadot. Gufa. Tana Abba, Bereid Rimin Yom Rachia. The Am that's standing behind the Kohanim and not included the Bracha. Now, what does it mean to be standing in front of the Kohanim? There's a number of questions over here. I mean, look, it's Parshat if you've got a tall guy that's standing in front of you, you know, and you can't see the Kohen. That's not a problem. Pshita arichi ba'apigutzi. If you've got a tall guy that is standing in front of a short guy, this is not a stadium. And we're not talking about everybody's got to watch the game. You know, that's not the point. That's not a hefsek. I mean, that's ridiculous. It's also clear that the Shliach Tzibur, who's standing in front of a shtender, you know, so he's got the teva. That's not mafsik. That's all part of the shul that they're being mevorech in. But what about an actual mechitza? What about if you're standing behind the mechitza? As often happens that the kohanim are being mevorech, and there's like people that are standing behind the mechitza. Do they have to come from behind the mechitza to in front of the mechitza, since it's mamish wall? So mechitza mai. Tashma diom Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, afilu mechitza shel barzel, ina mafseket ben Yisrael avim shebashamayim. Even if you're behind the iron curtain, the birchas kohanim will still reach you. And if we're still in the middle of the sugya, Bezrat Hashem, we will follow it up tomorrow, including some of the halachas. It's nice to know that Winston Churchill was a bookie on this daf, and it became the famous speech.
Practical question.
Yes.
Can you give the famous speech? What is the rabbi here? Finish the thought. What else? The coin is a chazan, okay? So the question I've had is when to kick off my shoes.
Tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem, we will go through the halakas as well. Right now, we're still in the middle of the Gemaras that raise these issues. So let's wait until we see the different shitas, and then we'll review the halakas. Bezrat Hashem. Time for our review, gentlemen. Birkat Kohanim Ketzad B'midina Omer Ota Shalosh Brachot B'migdash Bracha Chat B'migdash Omer Ota Shem Kikhtavo U'b'midina Kepikinuyo B'midina Kohanim Nosim Et Yideyem Keneget Katveyem U'b'migdash Agabe Roshayem Chutz B'koy Golo She'eno Magbir Yadav L'mala Menatzitz Rabbi Yudah Omer אף כהן גדול מגביה ידיו למעלה מן הציץ, שנאמר וישא אהרון את ידיו אל העם ויברכם. תנו רבה, כה תברכו בלשון הקדש, אתה אומר בלשון הקדש אין אלו בכל לשון. נאמר כאן, כה תברכו, ונאמר להלן בהגריזם מן העבר, אלה יעמדו לברך את העם, מה להלן בלשון הקדש, אף כאן בלשון הקדש. רבי יהודה אומר אינו צריך, הרי הוא אומר כה, this כה is עד שאומר בלשון הזה. תני ידך כה תברכו בעמידה, אתה אומר בעמידה, הנה אלא אפילו בשבעה, נאמר כאן כה תברכו ונאמר לנו, אלו יעמדו לברך, מעלה לן בעמידה, אף כאן בעמידה. רבי נתן אומר אינו צורך, הרי הוא אומר לשורתו ולברך בשמו, מה משרת בעמידה אף מברך בעמידה, ומשרת גוף מנולן, תכתיב לעמוד לשרת. תני ידך כה תברכו means בנשיאות כפיים. אתה אומר בנשיאות כפיים, ואין על השלום בנשיאות כפיים. נאמר כאן כה תברכו ונאמר להלן, וישא אהרון את פד ידיו אל העם, ויבורכם. מה להלן בנשיאות כפיים, אף כאן בנשיאות כפיים. זה קשה אל רבי יונתן. Why not use the Gezeirah Shava to tell me that the only time you do the Birchas Kohanim is go all the way? מה להלן כהן גדול, ראש חודש, עבודת ציבור, Afkan, the only bar mitzvah is going God or Rosh Chodesh Ravad Sibur. Therefore, says Rabbi Natan Omer Eno Tzarev, Harei Omer Hu Uvanav Kol Hayamim, Ma Kish Banav Lo, Ma Hu B'Nisiyut Kapayim, Av Banav B'Nisiyut Kapayim, Uchtiv Kol Hayamim, not only in Rosh Chodesh, and V'id Kish Brach Al Sherut. Tanida, Ko Devar Chur B'Nei Yisro B'Shem HaMeforash, Ata Omer B'Shem HaMeforash, Ano Ala B'Kinoi, תמוד לומר ושמו את שמי, שמי המיוחד לי, יוכל אף בגבולים, כן? נאמר כאן ושמו את שמי, ונאמר לנו לשום את שמו שם. מה להלן בית הבחירה, אף כאן בבית הבחירה. רבי יושע אומר, אין עוד צריך, הרי הוא אומר בכל המקום אשר אזכיר את שמי אבוא אליך. I think it means literally בכל המקום. סל קדאיתך, it says בפרש, לעלם. אלא מקרא זה מסורסו, בכל מקום אשר אבוא אליך וברכתיך, שם אזכיר את שמי. Where is that מקום? איך אני אבוא אליך וברכתיך? בבית הבחירה, שם אזכיר את שמי בבית הבחירה. תני עידה. קודם ברוך הוא בני ישראל, אם יהיה לבני ישראל. How about גרים, נשים, עבדים משוחררים מנעים? תעמוד לומר, אמור להם, לכולם. תני עידה. קודם ברוך הוא מינס פנים כנגד פנים. אתה אומר פנים כנגד פנים. ראינו על הפנים כנגד עורף, תעמוד לומר אמור להם, כי אדם האומר לחבירו. תני עידה. קודם ברוך הוא בקור רם. ראינו על הבלחש. תעמוד לומר אמור להם, כי אדם שאומר לחבירו. אומר אביי נקטינן, לשניים קורא כהנים, ועד לאחד אינו קורא כהן. שנאמר אמור להם, לשניים. ואומר רב חיסדא נקטינן, כהן only is קורא כהנים, but אין ישראל קורא כהנים. שנאמר אמור להם, אמירה משלהם תהא. והלכת קבעת את אביי, ולא תלכת קבעת את רב חיסדא. אומר רבי ישוע בן לוי, מנין שהקדוש ברוך הוא מתאבל לברכת כהנים, שנאמר ושמו את שמי בני ישראל ואני אבורכם. ואומר רבי ישוע בן לוי, כל כהן שמבורך מתברך, בעד אינו מבורך אינו מתברך, שנאמר ואברך מבורכך. ואומר רבי ישוע בן לוי, כל כהן שאינו עולה לדוכן עובר בשלושה מצוות עשה, כל תברכו אמור להם ושמו את שמי. רב אומר חושן שם בן גרושה בן חלוצו ולא פליגן. Had a solik every once in a while, the prakim. Had a lo solik the prakim. Vam Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, kol kohen shein oile ba'avoda, shuv ein oile. Shenemar vayisa ronel yot yadav el ha'am va'yivarachem, and then vayered me'asot ha'chatat va'ola va'shlamim. So ma'ala halon ba'avoda, afkan ba'avoda, eini. Rabbi Ravasi used to be sulky, and they got there only after it, say. Rabbi Ravasi, mikora ha'viakri kira ayu. It's just that they didn't get there yet fully. Mimtalo avimato atam until later. Ukidatani revoshaya. Lo shana lo shalo akarat raglav. Aval akarat raglav ol. Tzanami. Im avtachatoshin lo siyat kapavachose letfilato roshai. So we asked over there, but how could he? It's too late. It's after it's eight. Volo akar. The only answer is the not purta. So therefore, akanami. The akar purta. Yom Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, ein notim kol shel beracha levarech ala tov ayin. Shema tov ayin hu yivorach. Ki natan milach mola dalatir yivorach ala yivarech. Yom Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, minayin shafilo ofot makirin betzorei ayin. Shinamar, don't waste your time, buddy. Ki chinam mizora reshet b'nei kol bal knaf. Yom Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, no self-respecting poet would touch it. I'm Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, kol hanena mitzorei ayin, over belaf, shema al tilcham et lechem ra'ayin, ki kamo shahar benafsho kenu, echol ushtei omar lecha, v'libo balimach, Reb Nachum bar Yitzchak omer over b'shnei lavim, al tilcham v'al titav matamotav, v'am Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, ein egla rufa ba'a, ala b'shvil tzorei ayin, shenema v'yanu v'yamru yadenu lo shafku et ha'adam hazeh, וכי על ליבנו, על תשת זקני בייסדין, שופכי דמים הם. אלא לא בא לידינו פתרנו, לא ראינו והנחנו, ולא בא לידינו פתרנו מיץ בלו מזונות, לא ראינו והנחנו מיץ בלו לוויה. אמרה אדם רבי שמאלוי, בית הכנסת, שכולה כהנים, כולם עולים לדוכן. למי מבורכים? אמרה בזה לאחים שבשדות. איני ואתני אבא ברדר בניון מבחיה עם שאחרי כהנים אינו בכל ברכה כל שכן if they're nowhere around לא קשה עוד הניסי עד לא הניסי ואתני רבשימי מבירתא דשחורי בית הכנסת שכול הכהנים מקצתן עולים ומקצתן עונים אמן לא קשה עוד ישתאיר בעשורה that can be an amen ועוד לא ישתאיר בעשורה. Oh, wait, Today's daf is daf Lamed Chet. We're continuing with our On the Road series, as you hear the background noises. Zok Terei LaKamishna at the bottom of Lamed Zayin Amud Beit. Birkat Kohanim Ketsa. The next case that the Mishnah told us that has to be B'Lashon HaKodesh is Birkat Kohanim. And how exactly was Birkat Kohanim done? Bamdina, outside of the Beit HaMikdash, it's Bachloket, the Rambam, exactly how much is included in the Mikdash versus the Medina and the other Rishonim. But most learn that the Mikdash means literally the Mikdash, the Medina means even Yerushalayim. So in the Medina, Omerota Shalosh Berachot, there the Kohen says it three Berachot, the same way we do, with Amen after each one of them. And we look at it as three separate things, three separate Berachot of the Mikdash. As we'll see, there's no Aniyat Amen in the Mikdash. Instead, there's a whole separate bracha, you know, Olam Ad Olam, that is said. So there it's all said because there's no Hafsaka. It's all said as one bracha, bracha achat. Another difference is, Bamigdash, in the Beit HaMikdash itself, Omer at Hashem, the Kohen says the Shem that's in the Birkat Kohanim as the Shem HaMefurash. So it's interesting that even though it's mashma over here, especially from Rashi, that this is a unique din in Birkat Kohanim, there are other Rishonim that say that all of the Haskarot Hashem in the Beit HaMikdash were always with the Shem HaMefurash. So here it's clearly Merumas in the Pasuk in terms of Shmi, as we'll see in the Gemara. So then it was said, Kichtavo, the way in which it was written, Uvamedina Bechinuyo. Whereas it, outside of the Beit HaMikdash, or outside of Yerushalayim, according to the Rambam, it was said with the Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, which is a kinui for the Shem HaMefurash. Another difference is that Bamedina, Kohanim Nosim Et Yideihem, Keneged Kitveihem. In the Medina, the Kohanim would actually lift up their hands, but their hands would only go up to shoulder height. Whereas Bamigdash, where over there they said the Shem HaMefurash and the Shechina would actually be Shora on their hands, so then they lifted their hands Agaber Hashem above their heads, in order that their heads should not be above the presence of the Shechina. Unless the one who was being Mevarach was the Kohen Gadol, Chutz be Kohen Gadol, because a Kohen Gadol Einu Magbiat Yadav L'mala Ben Atzitz, since he has the Shem Kodosh L'Hashem written on his forehead, on the tzitz, it isn't right that his hands should be higher than that shame. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Af Kohen Gadol, Magbia Yadav L'mala Min Atzitz. How do we know that Kohanim have to lift up their hands at the time of the bracha? Because it says, Shnema Vayisa Aharon Et Yadav El Ha'am Vayavorachim. So that Birkat Kohanim is done with Nisiya. See that we call it Nisiyat Kapayim, the lifting up of the hands. Says the Gemara, we learned earlier in the Mishnah that Birkas Kohanim is said only in Lashon HaKodesh. Tana Rabbanan, the Braita that gives us the details of the Limud, Ko Tevorachu Et Bnei Yisrael B'Lashon HaKodesh. Ata Omer B'Lashon HaKodesh Rein Ela B'Kol Lashon. Ask the Braita, where do you see in that pasuk that it has to be B'Lashon HaKodesh? Ne'emar kan Ko Tevorachu, v'ne'emar la'ala. It says by Birkat Kohanim Ko Tevorachu, and it says by our Grizim and our Eval, where we already learned how it needs to be B'Lashon HaKodesh. Ela Yamdu Levorech. So Mala Alan B'Lashon HaKodesh, just like B'Lashon Bracha has to be B'Lashon HaKodesh, as we saw earlier, Afkan B'Lashon HaKodesh, so to Birkat Kohanim needs to be only B'Lashon HaKodesh. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, what do you have to go for Gzera Shavah for? Enot Tzarich, because after all, Arayu Omer, Ko Tevarchu. The mashma'ut of the word Ko is as I am about to state. So Ko Tevarchu means in precisely the same way that it appears in the Torah, Achi Amru B'Lashon Hazeh. It has to be said specifically in this language. Now, obviously, according to the Chachomim, so the word ko may be the mitzvah, but it isn't sufficient to be ma'akev to define this as the essence that without it it's not considered to be Birkat Kohanim. Although we do find, as Tosfos points out, the Chachamim agreeing that the Lashon Kacha is very specific and is ma'akev, ko
can be seen as a suggestion. Tanya Idach is another braita that learns out, Kol Tevorchu Bnei Yisrael, that Birkat Kohanim has to be Davka Ba'amida. The Kohanim have to stand. Mi'ikara Din, the Amida, the Din of the Amida is said Davka on the Kohanim itself. However, clearly it has become the Minhag, and Mishabur brings it, for everyone to stand, even the Tzibur. But that's not what the Pasuk is Bechayev here. Hatah Omer Ba'amida, Ina Al Afilo B'Yishiva, asks the Gemara. You claim that Kol Tevorchu means while you're standing. How do you know? Ne'emar kan Kol Tevorchu v'ne'emar l'anan ele yamdu levarech. The Lashon over here is indeed the Gzeirah Shavah that we mentioned before. Bracha, bracha. Just like by Hagrizim, we spoke about Amida. So Mala Alan and Hagrizim, the brachot were said by Amida because it says beferush ya'amdu afkan ba'amida. Rabbi Natan Omer, here too I know tzarich. There's no need to learn it from Gzeirah Shavah. Areyu Omer, does it not say in the pasuk that be'etahi, be'etahu, yivdil Hashem et shevet alevi, la'amod lifnei Hashem, l'shorato ulovarech b'shmo? So you see that Sheirut and Bracha are put together as the Tafkidim of Shevet Levi, which means that the Kohen who is being Mavarech is the same as the Kohen who is being Misharet. So just like Ma, a Kohen is Misharet in the Beit HaMikdash, has to be Ba'amida, as we'll see, Af Mavarech Ba'amida. So too a Kohen who is acting in the role of being a Mavarech, he also needs to do it Ba'amida. And how do we know, indeed, as the Gemara Misharet Gufa Minova, how do we know that Sheirut would have to be done only Ba'amida? It says Beferush in the Pasuk, Dichtiv La'amot L'Sharet, that the din of the Avodah and the Beit HaMikdash is Davka Ba'amida. Because of that, since it's compared to Sheirut, says Tosfos, a Kohen who actually did Birkat Kohanim sitting has to redo it standing. Because over there, the Dalacha by Sheirut is exactly that. If you do the Avodah B'Yeshiva, it's possible even B'Diavad. So that must be the Halacha here too. However, there are others that appear to argue in the Rambam it's Mashma that all this is an Asmachta B'Alma. And the Mishabura Paskins that even B'Diavad, a Kohen, is too weak to stand, should not do Birkat Kohanim, even if he's standing leaning on something. Because that's Ba'amidah, we certainly don't say Lechatchila to go do it Ba'amidah. Tanya Idach, yet a third Braita that brings yet another Raya from the Kol Tevorchu. That Kol Tevorchu proves that it has to be B'Nisiut Kapayim. It has to be with uplifted hands. Hatalmer B'Nisiut Kapayim or Eina Elishullo B'Nisiut Kapayim. You claim that ko means lifting your hands, perhaps it just means to say it. Ah, Nemar Khan, Ko Tevorachu, Minamala Alan Vaisa Aronat Yadavela Am, Vayavorachen. So just like by Aharon, where over there it's referring to the time of the Miluim. So Aharon came and was Mavorach Biyan, and it says Beferush Vaisa Aronat Yadav. So just like over there it was done, Benesiut Kapayim, Avkan, that means that the constant bracha of the Kohanim is B'nisiut Kapayim. Kashile L'Rabbi Yonatan. Now, Rabbi Yonatan had a problem with this braita because Imala Halan Kohen Gadol, we should say if it's actually Gzeirah Shavah, that in the same way that we're going to learn out from Birkat Aharon and the Miluim, that it was done B'nisiut Kapayim. So then if it's a real Gzeirah Shavah, we should learn out all of the Gzeirah Shavah. We should say that it has to be done with the Kohen Gadol, because Aaron was a Kohen Gadol. We should say that it's B'Rosh Chodesh Dafka, because over there it was Shmini L'Meluim, which was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And it should be Avodat Tzibur. He was in the middle of doing the Avodah, as we'll see, of the Tzibur and the Meluim. So Afkan, we should say that you can only have the din of Birkat Kohanim with these three halachas. If you have a Kohen Gadol and it's Rosh Chodesh, and he's in the middle of doing Avodat Tzibur, Now, because Rabbi Yonatan, actually is a Tana, because Rabbi Yonatan showed that the limudim from the pasuk itself don't seem to hold out, so comes along Rabbi Natan to say, well, the truth is that eino tzarich, you don't actually need to learn this from the Gzeirah Shavah. The truth is you can learn it directly, because Arei Omer, it says on the din of the Kohen Gadol himself, the Torah speaks about Kibo b'char Hashem Elokecha michosh v'techa la'amod l'sharet hu v'naf kol hayamim. So which means makish banavlo, so that the Kohanim are compared, all of the Kohanim, B'nei Aaron, are compared to the Kohen Gadol. Ma'hu b'nesiut kapayim, just like we find that Aaron actually was b'varav b'nesiut kapayim, av banav, because it's hu banav, b'nesiut kapayim, without going to a Gzeirah Shavah, which would force us to say that it's exactly like the Gzeirah Shavah. Uchtiv, kol hayamim. And over there it says specifically, who have enough kol hayamim to tell me that it doesn't have to be Rosh Chodesh, and it doesn't have to be a zman of Avodat Tzibur, when there's anything to be done for the Tzibur. And Mamela, there's a din of Tzir Kepayim all the time. The Torah says, how do we see from kol hayamim that if it's not carbon, and if there's no avod of a carbon, I mean, maybe it means dafka the time that you're doing the carbon tummy or something like that. So Inachinami says Tosfos in the base of Mikdash the Siut Kapayim was indeed dafka bisman avodah. There's dafka bisman avodat korban tzibur for the tamidim. As far as Rabbi Yonatan's question of avodat tzibur only, that he threw in perhaps for other, because he had the other two kashas. And once Rabbi Nosson really addressed those kashas, we're not going to limit it specifically to the circumstances, because those were circumstantial, then it happened to be there was that avodah to be done. V'tanya idach, and there's another brayta that learns from Kot Tevorchu et Bnei Yisrael, get a fourth limud. So far we've learned out that Kot Tevorchu is b'lashon HaKodesh, Kot Tevorchu is b'amida, Kot Tevorchu is b'nesiut kapayim. And now comes along the bright that the say Kot Tevorchu means b'shem ha-mefurash. Ata omer b'shem ha-mefurash, o eino ela b'kinui. How do we know not to use the shem aleph dalet nun yud? Talmud lomar v'samu et shemi. Shemi is mashma. Shemi, my personal shemi ha-myuchadli, which is the shem ha-mefurash. Yochol af b'gvulim. Can you might think if that's the case, wherever we do Birkat Kohanim, even outside of the Beit HaMikdash, we should also use the Shema Beforash, because it says V'samu et Shemi? No. Ne'emar kan V'samu et Shemi. Ne'emar la'alan. When the Torah is referring to the Beit HaMikdash, it refers to the place which HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose Lasum et Shemo Sham, the place where his personal name would be placed. Ma la'alan be'Beit HaBchirah. So just like the Mokom, Lasum et Shemo Sham, is the Beit HaBechira, Afkan Beit HaBechira. That means that it has to be done B'Shem HaMufurash in the Beit HaBechira and only in the Beit HaBechira. Rabbi Yoshia Omer, Eino Tzarich. Again, you don't need a Gzeirat Shavah, because Arei Omer B'chol HaMakom Asher Azkir Shemi Avoi Lecho Ve'rachticha. So what is that pasuk supposed to mean? Every place where my name is mentioned, I will come and be Mavarach you. What does that say? That wherever you are, at any time, you should mention God's name, the Shem HaMufurash, and He will appear to bless you. And that we know that that's not true, because it says Beferish, Ze Shemi Veze Zechri, from which we learn out, Lo Kashani Nichtav Ani Nizkar. So that there's a difference between the actual shame, as it's written, and the shame that has to be Nizkar, that has to be mentioned, Bepeh, with Dafka, with a Kinui. So it can't possibly mean that you should say over HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shem all over. Why then does it say B'chol HaMakom Asher Azkir Et Shemi? Therefore, says the Gemara, the only way to understand it is that Ela Mikra, this Pasuk is Mikra Zeh Mesoras. The Pasuk is written in a way that is misleading in terms of its structure. It's actually the end is placed in the beginning. And it should be read as follows. B'chol HaMakom Asher Avoi Lecha Ve'rachticha. the place where the Shekhinah is Shaira to bring Bracha Yisrael, that place, Shom Azkirat Shemi, that is where the name of the Shem HaMefurash should be mentioned. And where is that place? Ve'echan avoy elecha ve'erachticha. That place is specifically the Beit HaBechira, and wherever the Mokum of the Ashua Shekhinah for Bracha was, whether it was the Mishkan, it was Mishkan Shiloh, whatever the case may be. So it's Bechol Mokum. And therefore, Shom Azkirat Shemi, Tafke, in such a place where it's a Mokum HaMif Mufchar, the Beit HaBechira, over there I will be Maskir at Shemi. So here there appears to actually be a nafkamina between the two approaches, which we remember earlier in the Machlokas Rishonim. But according to Rabbi Yoshia, the Haskarah of the Shem HaMefurash should be in every single bracha, not only in Birkat Kohanim, because the drasha comes from Bechol Makom, that is a Gilui Shekhinah. There should be a bracha of there should be my mentioning of my name. Asha'enkein, the other drasha, is dafka based on Vesama Shmi of Birkat Kohanim. So then it would be a din dafka in Birkat Kohanim. Tanya Hidach, yet a fifth brisa, darshins the Kol Tevorachu. Kol Tevorachu et Bnei Yisrael, Eli Ela Bnei Yisrael, Geirim, Nashim, Abadim Meshucharim. How about if it's not literally Bnei Yisrael, it's women, but it's not Yisrael as Bnei, those born into Yisrael? So how do you know Minayin? How do you know that they also are included in the mitzvah of Birkat Kohanim? Talmud Lomar, Amor Lahem. Amor Lahem means Lekulu. It's a ribui to say to all of the above. Now yet a sixth drasha on Kol Tevorachu. Tanya Ila. Kol Tevorachu. This teaches us that the bracha has to be given panim keneged panim. That Klal Yisrael has to be facing the Kohanim, that they're looking at each other. So says you, Atah Omer, Panim Keneged Panim. Maybe you're wrong. Oina Ela Panim Keneged Oref. Maybe the Kohanim can actually be Mavarech facing from behind the Beit HaKnesset. And you don't have to turn around necessarily to face the Kohanim. Or maybe the Kohanim don't have to turn around to face Yisrael. Therefore, Talmud Lomar, Amor Lahem, you should be speaking directly to them. Ki Adam Shomer Lachaviro, how do you speak to a friend? You don't talk to him while he's facing the other direction. Speak face to face. Yet a seventh drasha, Tanya Yirach Kol Tevorachu, means Bekol Ram. The bracha has to be audible. You can't just say it to yourself. Says the Braita, you say it means Bekol Ram. Oh, Einu Ela B'Lachash. How do we know that the bracha cannot be given B'Lachash? Talmud Lomar, Amor Lahem. Speak it out to them the way you would be speaking to a friend. Obviously, when you speak to a friend, you don't just move your lips. Ki Adam Shomer L'Chaviro. Omer Abaye. Maktinan, we have a Misora that Lishnayim Korei. If there are two Kohanim, so then they should be called up with the word Kohanim. And that way they will come and turn to be Mavarech. But Le'achad, if there's only one Kohen, Eno Kore Kohen, you don't say to that Kohen, Kohen, so that there's no Inyan as we do today, no Inyan of Kriya, unless there's two Kohanim. It's interesting that Tosfos brings Yerushalmi, which is almost the exact opposite, that over there there's a machlokas. If to a single Kohen you say Kohen, or if to a single Kohen you also say Kohanim, because it's a remez not to him as an individual, but to the Shevet HaKuna, whoever represents in this Beit HaKnesset the Kohanim, even if it's a single Kohen, should also be called up. But definitely, you always call the Kohen, which is the opposite that we learn here. How do we know that this is true? Shenema Amor Lahim. You should say to them, Bim Avorach Yisrael is how we're darshaning. Since it says it, Lashon Rabim, that it should be said Lahim, so we learn out Lishnayim. Miyom Rav Chista, another thing that Rav Chista says that we have a Kabbalah on, is a Makdinon Kohen Kore Kohanim, Vein Yisrael Kore Kohanim, that only a Kohen can call up the Kohanim. And he can say the word Kohanim, but a Yisrael cannot say the word Kohanim. So it's according to Rav Fista, according to the way the Tosfos brings the Rishonim, that Rav Fista holds that the Chazan is supposed to be Yisrael, not a Kohen. So in other words, Yisrael does not call out Kohanim. How do we know this? Says Rav Fista, we know this also from Amor Lahem. That means the Amira, that is to say, the Kriya that the Kohen should be Mavaret, should be Mishalahem Tei. It should come from amongst the Kohanim themselves. We do paskin like Abaye that only two Kohanim will we call up and not to a Yochid. But let Yochata the Rav Fista, we do not pakavat the Rav Fista. We do not paskin like Rav Fista, and indeed the din is that even if the Shriach Zibur is Yisrael, is also correct Kohanim. Omar Rabbi Yoshua. The simon that we have over here is not it's a simon to all of the ma'amorim of Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi specifically, not necessarily to everything that we are going to be learning about. So Amar Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, the first one is mitaveh. Minayin shakadosh baruch hu mitaveh lebirkat kohanim. How do we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu kevayachol desires birkat kohanim? Shenemar v'samu et shemiyah b'nei Yisrael v'aliyah v'orachim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks that his name should be placed as what he desires, not as a response to something that Yisrael desires. So it's not as if, for instance, the Torah discusses by the tzadiyot or by the tzakot, that if you're in pain, that you could be tzayek, or you should blow on the shofarot. Over here, it's a standing mitzvah, no matter what the situation is. I want you to be v'sabu et shemi. Furthermore, says Rabbi Shuben Levi, and this is Levracha, that kol kohen shevarech mitvarech, but she'eno mevarech eno mitvarech. A kohen who goes out and gives, does the mitzvah, so he gets a bracha for having given the bracha. Shema v'yavorecha mevarechecha. Those that are mevarech Yisrael will themselves be blessed. But if he doesn't give such a bracha, so then he isn't mizbarech. Some say that means that it's actually mitkatzer yamav. It doesn't just mean that he isn't mizbarech. It means that it's a lashon, since he doesn't have bracha, so he shrinks, and his life actually is shortened. V'omer Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, kol kohen she'eino ole l'duchan, if when a kohen is called up to the duchan, he doesn't go up, over b'shlosha asay, he is over on three separate mitzvot asay. This is not, doesn't mean three separate mitzvot of the Tariq mitzvot, as the Rambam explains in the Sefer HaMitzvot, but it means that since this mitzvah is muskeret in three ways, even though it's only one mitzvah of the Tariq mitzvahs, since he was over on three ma'amorim of a mitzvah. What are they? Kotav Aruchu, Amor Lahem, V'samu et Shemi, Rav Amar, if he doesn't go up, Koshishin Shema ben Grushal ben Chalutzahu, what we assume is he's not going up to the Duchan, because even if he'd want to, he's not allowed to, so he's got a good reason for not going up. So he's probably a Kohen Poson. However, the truth is, v'lo pligin, it's not that Rav and Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi are arguing. When Rabbi Yoshua says that it doesn't mean that we have to assume he's a Kohen Poson, that's talking about the Solik Leprokin. It's not that he never goes up, but that he doesn't go up one time or whatever. So then he's being over on Shlosha. But we know that he's not a Kohen Poson, generally does go up. And the case, however, so we know he's a Kohen, but the case where we said, according to Rav, there were actually Cheshish, he's a Kohen Poson, the Gabe, other Dinim too. He's talking about where he never goes up. In Over there, we conclude there must be something wrong if he's avoiding ever seeing himself as a Kohen. Yomer Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. Another thing that Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi said. So we have Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi saying mitaveh. We have Rabbi Yehoshua ben saying is mitbarech. We have Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi saying leduchan or leduchan. Now we got up to the fourth of the simanim, which is avodah. So kol kohen she'eino oleh ba'avodah, before the shliach tzibur finishes the bracha of Ritzei, which is called the bracha of avodah, it's a bracha about the restoration of the avodah to the Beit HaMikdash. So if he hasn't gone up by then, shuv eino oleh she'ne'emar va'yisa aronet yadav el ha'am va'yevorachem va'yered me'asot ha'chatat ve'olav ha'shlamim. So you see that he was in the middle of Avodah when he did the Birkat Kohanim, which indicates that the time to say Birkat Kohanim is in the middle of Avodah and Tefillah. Asks the Gemara, Eini, is this true? I mean, Rabbami and Rabasi, they would go up to the Duchen after Avodah? Salke? That's different, says the Gemara, because Rabbami and Rabasi, Mikara, during the Birchas Ritzei, they have the Akrikar Ayu. They started to move towards the Duchen, and they just didn't get there. And as they came slowly, they were far away from the Duchen. Until later, they didn't get to the actual Duchen, until after the Birkat Avodah. But once the Oker, the Raglav, so then it becomes as if they started being Oisek in the Birkat Kohanim at that time, and that's exactly what the Ikuva is. Ukiratani Rabbi Oshaya, like Rabbi Oshaya learned in a Braita. Loshan, what we said before, that a Kohen who wasn't Eila during Aveda should not be Eila at all. Ela Kishelo Akad Raglav. This is only if he hadn't actually started moving. Aval Akad Raglav? If during the Birchas Aveda, for say, he had been Okar Raglav, then Ola even afterwards. But Tana Nami, there's also a clear raya from the Mishnah that there it says a shliach tzibur who is a kohen should not be oyla l'ducha, even if he's the only kohen there, because we're afraid that he's going to get confused after he says he's not going to be able to return to continuing the shmoneh esrei. He's going to get confused. So it says over there im avtachato, but if he's clear, he's sure of himself, and he's going to be noseh kabbah v'chozer l'tfilato, that he can go ahead, say Birkat Kohanim, and without getting confused, go immediately back to the tefillah, Rishai. So then, it's okay for him to be Ola L'ducha. Ve'avinam ba, and at that point, we asked, how could that be? Halo Akar. He was not Oker as Raglo, because he was in the middle, after all, of saying the tefillah, of saying Shemona Esrei. So he was not Oker during the time of the bracha. So how can he go up? Ela, the Natpurt, it's got to be talking about that he moved a little bit where he was in order to indicate that he was ready to go up. That's also sufficient. So here too, Okar, we could say exactly the same answer by Rabbi Amir Rabasi. Rashi's Girsa over here seems to be not that halo akar, but rather that halo ola, and he answers the akar purta. So it would appear from the Rashi that his girsa was. Another thing that Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi said is that ein notin kosh bracha. Now we're up to the simon kos in our mitaveh lebracha duchan bavoda kos makir. So the kos is that ein notin kosh bracha levarech. Ela l'tov ayin. Somebody who's a tov ayin, someone who is happy that other people have good things, and he himself hates the idea of wanting to take from others. But if he doesn't, so then if he becomes an ayin ra, somebody that takes from him, he's going to be upset with. So that type of person, he is the one that should be mevarech. Why? Shenama tov ayin hu yevorach ki natan milachmo ladal. So even though the pashtus of the pasuk is tov ayin hu yevorach, he shall be blessed. Says Rabbi Shimon Levi, Al tikra yivorach, he shall be blessed by others, but Ela yivorech, he should be the one that should do the blessing. The reason that Rabbi Yeshua darshans this way is because why does it have to say who? It should simply say Tov Ayin Yevorach. Since it says who Yevorach with Darshan, that's the type of person that should be the one to be Mevorach. The next thing that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said was that Minayin She'afilu Ofot Bakirim B'Tzarei Ha'ayin. Speaking about people who don't like sharing their things, where do we see that even birds out in the field recognize when something is there from a tzar ayin, and they won't eat food that belongs to a tzar ayin? Shenema ki chinam mizorah hareshet, that such people, the whole parsha over there was talking about tzar ayin, so it says over there, for nothing they're spreading their bait across the trap. Because what this means is be'enei kol bal knaf, towards the eyes of all of the flying birds overhead, that they think the birds are going to land to eat their food, because no self-respecting bird would be found dead on this guy's food. So you see from there that even a bird wouldn't eat from such a person's food. Usually we use eats like a bird. This is a sin in English. Somebody is very marked on how much food is going to eat. This is that they're actually marking the food. The Omar, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Another word that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, that his past one was makir, and this one is the nehne of the simen. Kol ha-nehne mitzrei ayin over balak. Somebody who does allow himself to have hana'ah, and from here we learn even to borrow from a tzar ayin, is over and above. Shenemar al tilcham et lechem ra'ayin. Don't, lucham means to eat the lechem of us, don't eat the bread of a tzar ayin, because kikabo shar benafsho, it's as if you're pouring out now bitterness. As Rashi points out, that shar, it comes from a lashon bitter. It's as if it's bitterness that you're pouring into his soul of that person. Kin hu, that's the way he looks at your eating, you know? Yeah, he says to you, yeah, eat, as if he's a machlis areya. But libo balimcha, he resents everything that you take. Nachum by Yitzchak Omer, over b'shneila. No, it says here two things separately. Al tilcham, the lechem ra'ayim, and also the pasuk continues, the al titav lematamotav, and don't desire those tasty things that he has. Yom Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, the next thing, this is the last one of the simoni to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi we mentioned before this morning. Yom Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, and this is the Egla. In Egla Rufa Baham, Ela Bishvil Tzareya Ayin. The reason that there's an Egla Rufa in the Torah is as a kapara to the idea of people who are Tzareya. Shenemra V'anu V'amu, it says the Zikne Ha'ir come out together with the Sanhedrin, and they say, after they wash their hands, they say, our hands did not spill that blood. So, later on, we're going to see in the Mishnah, well, what do you think? Do you think that we actually thought for a moment that there's a kingdom of Bezdin, as the Mishnah says later on, that they're murderers, that they have to clarify that they didn't murder this person that they're bringing the Egla for? Ela, and must mean that what they're saying is that lo bali adenu, this person who was murdered, he had never come to us, and we've sent him away, we didn't see him, I just allow him to go his own way without taking care of him. Meaning what? He didn't come to us needing something to eat, that we sent him away without food, and that's why he maybe attempted to grab some food from someone and got killed for that. We didn't leave him alone without walking along with him, which we would have done. Therefore, kaper la'amcha Yisrael. So in other words, if there would be some real tzarut ayin, that we saw him and we sent him out without mazon. So then that is what it would be, that the egla needs to be b'chav before. Omar ad Omar Rabbi Sbaloi, Beit HaKnesset, getting back down to the dinim of Birkat Kohanim, a Beit HaKnesset, which is Kula Kohanim, if everyone is a Kohen, Kulam Olim L'Duchan. So they should all go up to the Duchan. Which is a little bit weird, says the Gemara, Labi Mevorchim. So then who exactly are they being Mevorach? There's nobody left in the Beit HaKnesset. Omar Rabbi Zera, what makes you think that Birkat Kohanim is only for people that are in the Beit HaKnesset? Maybe it means that they give the bracha le'achayim shebasadot. But those ones that could have been in the Beit HaKnesset, they weren't able to get there, and they're too busy, they're out in their fields, and their hearts are in the Beit HaKnesset, so they would also be mitborech. Mashmaut from here is that indeed, it's not that they're mevorech kol olam kulay, they're mevorech for their brothers that would have been in the Beit HaKnesset. So there needs to be people from that city, people that they would know, that are shayach to their bracha. Very important deal. Eni says the Gemara says Shuva Tadi Abba Breda Rabbi Yom Bachia Am Shachoreko Anim in Am Bechal Bracha. If the Kohanim cannot see them, they're not included in the bracha. So certainly, if they're not even in the show, they're not included in the bracha. So how come over here it says that they can be before all the Kohanim go up to be mevorach the ones who are out in the field? Says the Gemara, look, Asher, how do I say? How do I say? When do we say that the ones out in the Sadeh are included? That's it, they're very busy and they weren't able to come. But the Amsha, Chorei HaKohanim, they were able to turn and come up to the front part of the Shul that's in front of the Kohanim. So in other words, they're showing they're actively rejecting them, bracha. If that's the case, since they're showing themselves as being uninterested, so too they're not Zercha to the bracha of the Kohanim, as we said before. It's meant to be panim keneged panim. V'atani, Rabbi Shimon mi birata de Shichori. Rabbi Shimon, who came from the birata de Shichori, from the place, the bira. A bira means a large mansion in Shichori. So the question of yours on the sugya we said before, that all of the Kohanim should go up, that he said that Beit HaKnesset should call it Miktzata Bala Miktzata Bani Mami, that some of them should go up, but some of them shouldn't go up, they should be on the Ami as the Tzibur. Whereas Rabada had said that all of them should be Eila. How do you explain that? Lokasha, the Braita, how in the Braita is talking about the Ishtayr Be'asara? That's talking about that there will be a minion left besides the ones that go up to the Duch. So over there it's better that there should be a minion in the Beit HaKnesset. There will be, I know, because a minion is Choshev. And the Yas Onin is the ones that are going to be Mizborech. So to be Mavorech, a minion, that's Choshev. Whereas the case for Ravada, where Ravada was talking about, where there's only a minion. So over there, if somebody goes up, anyway, lo yishtayr be'asar, anyway, there's not going to be a minion left that should say amen. Less than asar, it's not chashev enough to be the mizborchim that are in him amen. Gufa. Toni abba breder min yom evachia. Am shachrei ha-kohanim enam b'chlal bracha. We mentioned earlier when we were asking about the acheyam shebesadot, that if you have people that are behind the kohanim and they don't come in front, so then they're not included, they don't get a bracha. Says the Gemara, Pshita, look, Arichei Ba'api Gutzi, we have high, meaning a tall people, that are standing in front of those that are short. So then, Lomafsikit, those, they're not going to be a hefsik between the people and the Kohanim. Furthermore, I mean, a teva itself, which in front of Shriach Tzibur is also not called a hefsek. So even if you're standing at Chorei HaTeva, it's still considered to be panim al panim for the Kohanim. But how about a mechitza? How about somebody stands behind the mechitza, which often happens in the Beit HaKnesset, and the Kohanim are in front of him, they're looking at him, but there's a mechitza in front of him. Is that considered to be that he's not in front of the Kohanim panim al panim? or as long as the Kohanim are facing that way, mud. Is that considered to be a chatzitza or not? Says Gemara, Tashma, Dom Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Afilu mechitzah barzel, Einam afseket ben Yisrael avim shebashamayim. Even if you have an iron curtain, it couldn't get between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. So the Shechita is going to be Mavarach Yisrael, will be Mavarach on the other side of the Mechitza as well. Iboyelohu. We said before, Am Sheacharei HaKohanim. How about Stodim? How about you're not in front, Panim Kedeged Panim, you're off to the side. And the Kohanim, they don't really see you. But you're not behind them. Mahu. Are that considered to be Bechlal Panim Kedeged Panim? And you're in front of the Kohanim or not? Omar Abamar Baravashi Tashma. I'll bring you a raya. I'll bring you a raya from the din of Paraduma. Well, over there it says that if Nitkaven Lazot Lefanav, the person who's doing the Hazayah had in Kavana to sprinkle the Afar Parah, the May Parah, on Kalim Tanayim that was right in front of him. And what happened was, Vizalach Haravim, accidentally, when he was bringing it up, the water sprinkled towards the back. Or he had a kavanah to be sprinkling Lacharav, and Vizalach Haravim, the din is Azato Psula, the Azo there is Posel, because the kavanah has to be Betayer, the thing that you are going to be Mazar, because it says in the Pasuk, Vizah HaTohor Al HaTameh, only that he should be miskavi to be baza. But if his kavana was lefanav, viza al tzadim shebefanav, if he wants to be baza and he hits the kelim that are a little bit to the side, so it's off to an angle, there has a tokshira. So you see that the tzadim are considered to be lefanav, as per his intent. So you see from here, the same thing is true, Gabi Berkat Kohanim, that those who are off to the side, they have a din of standing in front of the Kohen, and they're Mizbarer. But those who are Chlal out there, they're in back of the Kohanim, they are not included, because they're it's considered to be, even though they're off to the side behind them, it's still considered to be not in front of the Kohanim.